Syria has condemned the U.S. for designating Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps as a terrorist organization. The Syrian Foreign Ministry has described the move as irresponsible and a blatant attack on Iran's sovereignty. The ministry says the measure shows that the IRGC has played an important role in defending Iran and highlights its resistance against the U.S. and Israel. It also says the designation is, quote, a badge of honor for the IRGC. Mr. Barrick Rossman is joining us. He's an international lawyer who is joining us via Skype out of Bali to give us, first of all, his take on this recent move by the U.S.
Well, look, I mean, certainly analysts in occupied Palestine are expressing the view that this is just a cynical attempt by the Trump administration to bolster the saleability of Netanyahu in the upcoming Israeli elections. We can also take note, of course, that there's been a long-standing agenda not only to demonize Iran in the United States and elsewhere, but to specifically target the IRGC and, for that matter, Hezbollah as well. There have been moves underway for a long time to prevail on the U.S. political establishment to designate both the IRGC and Hezbollah as terrorists. And I'm not trying to conflate the two organizations, but that's the background, the political reality in which this has taken place. This was, according to Netanyahu, specifically requested by him of Trump, and he wasted no time boasting about the fact that he was the one behind this move and that it was done at his request. Now, what, of course, it all highlights is a much larger, very real problem we have with definitions. Once again, the United Nations has been asleep at the wheel for a very long time. We don't have an accepted international definition of terrorism, which is really quite absurd in a world where the entire political agenda globally has been run, has been waylaid by a fake war on terrorism, even as there is very real terrorism unfolding in various regions around the world. What we're left with really is the colloquial sense in which the term is used by people, that is the term terrorist or terrorism, and various legal definitions that apply in different domestic jurisdictions within different nations. Now, the general view is that a terrorist or terrorism refers to unlawful violence against non-combatants in order to advance a political agenda. The problem, of course, is that a lot of the definitions we see, for example, in the United States, the statutory definition, doesn't really highlight the need for the violence to be unlawful. Enabling them to designate lawful violence is also being terrorism if it suits a political agenda. The other thing we see in definitions is an attempt to essentially exempt elements of the domestic government that enacts the legislation from the definition itself. So we see the U.S. definition talking entirely about subnational groups and foreign agents, making it essentially excluding domestic terrorism from the definition of terrorism. Now, if we come back to the reality of what's unfolded, I congratulate Iran for designating elements within CENTCOM as a terrorist organization and as terrorists. I don't see how anyone can arrive at any other conclusion. I would suggest that the designation doesn't go far enough. The reality is that the United States, more than any other nation on this planet, is a state sponsor of terrorism. It certainly doesn't start and finish with the operations of CENTCOM in the Middle East. And therein lies the problem. We come back to really what the goal here is. The US goal is quite clear. They're trying to bolster their extra legal efforts to isolate Iran and wreak havoc in Iran in order to trigger civil unrest and ultimately achieve what they consider to be regime change. That's where they go with this sort of thing. But if we look at it from the point of view of Iran, of course, designating CENTCOM, for that matter, the entire U.S. military or the government of the U.S. itself as terrorists or terrorist organizations makes perfectly good sense. But where does it lead to? Iran is in the unenviable position of trying to take its rightful place in the international community and be a responsible nation in a region where it is certainly among the most important nations, without alienating the international community, which is being led by the United States to be openly hostile to Iran. So it's with that background that we see the response from Iran being a quite measured step, which ultimately is a moral declaration rather than some kind of strategic or practical tactic in this ongoing war of words and war of politics between the U.S.-led Atlantic world and Iran itself. But turning to the issue itself, I don't think anybody can be legitimately under any doubt whatsoever that if we apply the generally accepted meaning of what a terrorist is and what terrorism is, the U.S. military, and in particular its operations through CENTCOM, meet that definition perfectly. We're talking about an organization that repeatedly targets non-combatants in a manner which, by international standards, is unlawful, all in order to advance a political agenda. And of course, this links in with the other thing that we've seen coming out of the United States in recent decades, which is essentially the corruption of the definition of national interest. The U.S. always claims to be advancing national interest, all of which is classified, in order to lend some credibility or pseudo-legitimacy to its acts of terrorism. But it doesn't float. And you don't have to be an international lawyer or a genius to look at the facts objectively and come to the conclusion that the designation meted out to CENTCOM by Iran perfectly fits the bill. CENTCOM is the classic example of a state-sponsored a terrorist organization.
Sure. Thank you very much. That's Mr. Barry Grossman, international lawyer, who joined us via Skype out of Bali.